From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. American farms generate tens of millions of gallons of waste every year, and we're talking animal waste, manure. And there's a national debate over how to regulate it. Environmental groups say the manure is rich with phosphorus, heavy metals, and other chemicals, and should be treated as industrial waste. Many farmers say voluntary self-regulation is still the cheapest and fastest way to clean up polluted streams and lakes. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann went to Vermont for the story.
I'm paddling on Dead Creek, one of the outlets of the Missisquoi River that flows through the Missisquoi National Wildlife Refuge. It looks like a perfectly healthy part of the estuary, but in fact, this creek is rich with phosphorus flowing from farms and from homes that are upstream.
Sitting in his office a couple of miles away in Swanton, Vermont, park manager Mark Sweeney says a new plan for the refuge identifies farm pollution as a major problem for the wild rice and the migratory ducks that rely on the estuary.
People are not so bashful about placing some blame on the farming community.
70% of the phosphorus pollution in Missisquoi Bay oozes from dairy farms, contributing to massive algae blooms, including outbreaks of toxic blue-green algae.
You know, we all love our farms and we love our farmers, but at the same time, we need to address the impacts that they're having on the environment.
The heightened attention has led farmers to self-police in an effort to preempt more regulation. Roger Rainville is a stout guy in blue jeans and a ball cap. He raises replacement heifers on a well-tended farm not far from Missisquoi Bay. Last year, he formed a group called the Farmers Watershed Alliance, which aims to educate farmers and implement low-cost pollution controls while avoiding what Rainville describes as government interference.
Well, there's no question. There's a big, big push out there by several people to let's just forget these farmers just doing this on their own. We need to get these laws enforced and force them to do it.
Rainville says farmers forced to pay for big cleanups would simply go out of business. David Lane, Vermont's Assistant Commissioner of Agriculture, says his state's regulations have gotten tougher, especially for big and medium-sized farms. But he agrees that voluntary action deserves more time to work.
I'd say we've raised the bar, and now we need a little bit of time to see what these practices will actually mean as far as water quality.
But as industrial agriculture spreads across the U.S., critics are growing impatient, calling for farm pollution to be regulated in the same way as pollution from factories and mills. Last year, Oklahoma Attorney General Drew Edmondson made poultry farm pollution a centerpiece of his successful re-election bid, proposing that farms be included under federal Superfund cleanup laws.
Downstream, the river gets choked with algae, not to mention phosphorus, arsenic, and bacteria like E. coli.
The latest report card from Vermont's Missisquoi Bay, issued this summer, showed that pollution here is still increasing, with the phosphorus load around the wildlife refuge now double the target level. Environmentalists like Tim Burke, with a group called Lake Champlain Lakekeeper, say that's evidence that self-regulation simply hasn't worked.
There are bad actors in the farming community, and if they were in any other business, they would be held responsible, and one of their costs of doing business would be to clean up.
Farmers and their advocates in Congress have pushed back hard against more regulation. One bipartisan bill would specifically exempt farms from Superfund rules that require other industries to pay for cleanup projects. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.